Me. Oh, pardon me.
Let's have another cup of Lipton tea.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scouts.
Well, here comes Arthur Godfrey, your talent scout and see. Brought to you by Lipton, crisp Lipton Tea. You know it's Lipton Tea, if it's D-I-I-S-A. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
Thank you, Peggy Marshall and the quartet and George Bryan and all the folks. Good evening and how are you? This is Arthur Godfrey, the highest paid ukulele tuner in America. That's the funniest doggone life. One of the Eastern Airlines captains sent me that message today. He's been listening to my shows in the morning for the last couple of months, and all I do is tune the ukulele on it. He says, you're the highest paid ukulele tuner in America. Well, anyway, will you folks notice a sort of a pained quality in my voice tonight? Televiewers will notice perhaps a pained expression in my face. Well, as a matter of fact, I am a little tender in spots. I've been riding suntan over the weekend. The pained expression is in my face, but believe me, that ain't where it hurts. Suntan is an Arabian stallion. You've heard me talk about him. He's the sweetest horse that the good Lord ever came down the pike with. I've had more fun with him over the weekend. He's been away to school. I had to send him away to be taught, you know, so I could sit on him without getting thrown off every 3 minutes. And his people who schooled him really knew their business. I said, whoa. Oh, brother, I forgot to put on my own brakes. I came off over his head just like an undershirt. I never saw it. Well, anyhow, like I said, maybe you think it's kind of silly riding a horse around when you got nice automobiles to ride in and things, but believe me, the pained expression that I have and the sore spots that I have are a whole lot less, a whole lot easier to take than the nerves you get driving cars these Sundays, huh? Oh, brother. Where are you going to go? It's got to the point now where the wife says, when we're going on a 50-mile trip, you take the car, I'm in a hurry, I'll walk. You know, there's no point. Well, anyway, it's Lipton Soup and Tea time. Time for the Talent Scout Show. Time we met our first Talent Scout of the evening, who is Jean Spitzer. Hello there, Miss Spitzer.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
You're a very pretty thing, you. How are you?
Thank you.
Well, I like this job better every day. Where do you come from?
From Bloomberg, Texas.
Bloomberg, Texas?
That's right.
Bloomberg. Where in the world is that in Texas? Houston? Down that country?
Near Dallas.
Near Dallas. Yes. I see. And what do you do?
I used to be a model.
What are you doing now?
Housewife and mother.
Is that so? Oh, some lucky guy. His name's Spitzer, huh?
Yes.
Are there any little Spitzers around?
Two.
Two of them, huh? Boy and girl?
A girl and a boy.
Girl and a boy. Which one's the older?
The girl. The girl is four.
Four? And the boy?
Two.
See, they got a pretty mama, haven't they? Tell me, who did you bring up here for us tonight?
I brought the girl who persuaded me to leave Texas about 8 years ago.
What does she do?
She's a singer, and she's appeared at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Honolulu.
Oh.
The Blackstone in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And the Embassy Club in Jacksonville.
Uh-huh. Quite a background. What's her name?
Louise Martel.
Louise Martel. Well,
that's
thank
right.
you, Mrs. Spitzer. Let's bring her on out here. We'll have the Lipton spotlight shine on her right now. Louise Martel.
The tavern was crowded. A few couples were there. They were served by the lass with the rose in her hair. Her manner was charming and her beauty, it was rare. And truly she had a most delicate air. A delicate air. They called her the lass with the delicate air. The delicate air. Some soldiers were passing and looked through the glass. They were struck by the charm of this delicate lass. They lingered in longing her kisses to share, for truly she had a most delicate air. One soldier arose who had been just everywhere. He said, I've never seen anyone quite so fair. He vowed he would marry this lass then and there, for truly she had a most delicate air. A delicate air, because her lass with such delicate air. He offered his heart and he offered his hand, and he painted a future so in grand. Dear sir, she replied, ask the bartender there, for he's wed to this lass with the rose in her hair. The delicate air, he's wed to the lass with the rose in her hair. Adieu, 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 adieu to the lass with the delicate air.
It's Louise Martell. Louise Martell. Now let's see what's with the commercial tonight. I got a whole bunch of junk on the desk here I found when I came in. Looks like some old drawers or something. By golly, that's just what it is. Hey, I don't get the combination here. Here's a combination here. That's what it is. This would be for Cy Schaefer. Anyway, it's a pair of men's shorts adorned and festooned with little Lipton tea daddies. What's the idea? I don't know. There must be a letter along with it. Let's see. Yeah, from Hollywood, Florida. It says, we listen to your program every broadcast. We want you to enjoy your cup of Lipton tea more than ever. So enclosed, please find one of our Ponderosa lemons. Oh, that's the other thing. This is a lemon the size of a grapefruit that came along here. That's the biggest lemon I ever did see. Boy. Well, what's to do with the drawers? That's what I want to know. Who shaved these? Will you give him to Cy? He'll look good in them. Tell him just to jump in a hot bath and he'll have all the tea he wants. Well, thank you, Al Green. Thanks for the lemon. Gosh, look at the size of that lemon, will you? What a bowl of lemonade you could make with that. And thanks for the underwear with the tea. That's a shame to waste all those little tea bags. Look at all the cups of tea you can have here. You know, this is the least expensive drink there is, except water. That's right. Lipton tea. You can't get a finer beverage than that, as inexpensive as that is. Go get yourself some Lipton tea. Hang them on your underwear and see what you do. Let's get our next talent scout up here, shall we? Brisk Flavor, that's us. Cynthia Lynn. Hello there, Cynthia. How are you? Golly, blue is the color this year, isn't it, huh? Everybody's got some lovely blue on and a beautiful shade, too. What do you do for a living and ain't it a shame?
Well, right at the present moment, I'm a fur model. I work for Kahn and Rawlings, and they specialize in very highly styled and fine furs.
Ah, Kahn and Rawlings. Where do they hang out at?
Well, they hang out at 20 West 57th Street.
In New York City?
In New York City.
Yeah, I tell him my wife would like a stole.
Well, you come right up, and I'll take care of you personally.
Hey, where'd you come from? I hear a little Tar Heel in that voice.
Well, originally, I'm from North Carolina.
That's what I thought, ma'am. That's what I thought. Whereabouts in North Carolina?
Well, I'm from Winston-Salem.
I declare you lost a lot of it, too, since you've been up here.
I sure did.
How long have you been up here?
Well, I've been up here almost 5 years.
Oh, you did it quickly. I got a gal Friday works for me for 15, still talks like this here, you know. She goes to the theater and gets to the hotel and buys a cigar every night, you know.
Well, I'm not to that yes.
How about the talent you scouted up, Cynthia? Who'd you bring?
Well, here's a boy singer named Harry Prime.
Harry Prime. Where'd you bump into him?
Well, I first saw him at Leon and Eddie's nightclub here in New York. And though I'd never met him, I went over and spoke to him.
Kind of forward of you, wasn't it, ma'am?
Well, he's a good-looking fellow.
I see. And what happened after this speaking to him?
Well, we had a little conversation, and since then I found out that he liked very much to get on this show.
Ah.
And that he'd been with Randy Brooks and Tommy Dorsey's orchestras, and also he sung at the Copa in Pittsburgh and at the merry-go-round in Youngstown.
Well, he sure got all the professional qualifications, and with a lovely gal like you to bring him on, what can he lose? Let's get him on here. With Archie behind him, we'll have the lifting spotlight on your discovery, Harry Prime.
You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few. But until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. I'm looking for an angel to sing my love songs to. And until the day that one comes along, I'll string along with you. For every little fault that you have, I've got three or four. The human little faults you do have just make me love you more. You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. And until the day that one comes along, I'll string along.
Well, you see, just the way that lovely scout dug him up is the way this show works. The way Cynthia Lynn found Harry Prime. Folks go around in nightclubs and little joints where people are trying to make a living, and they see somebody they think's got something on the ball, and they bring him in here. This is not an amateur show, as I'd explained to the audience before we went on the air. We're after professional talent. Awful good stuff hidden away in the little places around the country who ought to get a break. That's what we're trying to do for them. Well, if, for instance, here's another talent scout, Paul Weir, W-E-H-R. Is it Weir, Paul? Glad to see you. Did I pronounce your name right?
Correct, sir.
Where do you come from?
Shamokin, Pennsylvania.
Shamokin, huh? All you people from Shamokin?
I hope so.
Well, I hope they're smoking Chesterfield. Tell me. Forgive me, I couldn't help that. What do you do out there in Shamokin?
Well, Arthur, primarily I'm a moose.
You're a moose, huh?
A moose.
Ah. What do you mean? You're a big shot in the moose? Or the big meese? Or what is it?
Oh, well, not exactly a big shot. I'm the manager of the Shamokin Lodge.
Oh, I see. That must be a nice job, huh?
Oh, it's a dandy.
Herding all those moose. Is it plural? It's meese, ain't it?
Well, make it moose.
Moose,
yeah.
If you just say two moose?
Two mooses.
Two mooses.
Two mooses.
like two mouses.
Something.
Two cowses. Yeah. All right, well, are you married?
Definitely. Wife?
How definitely?
Very. Four children.
Oh,
three.
Very definitely. Ah, yes. Well, Paul, you sure have been around, had a lot to be proud of. Well, who'd you bring us today?
Well, I'm very proud of this act, Arthur. It's an act called The Novel Heirs.
The Novel Heirs?
That's right.
What do they do?
Well, it's a vocal and instrumental trio that appeared at the Moose Club in Shamokin, and believe me, I'm very proud of them.
They're very good, huh?
Terrific.
Well, I'm glad you brought them up. Where have they worked professionally besides the Moose Club?
Well, I'm glad you brought the moose in again. Actually, they worked at the Quonset Hut in Washington, D.C., the Bolero in Wildwood, and currently, Arthur, they're appearing at the Seven Stars Club in Philadelphia.
Good stuff. Tell me, do you serve Lipton tea in the Moose Club?
On occasion, shall I say.
On occasion?
Yes.
Well, what occasion?
The morning after.
I'm awful glad you discovered that. You see, I was a little hesitant about saying that about Lipton tea on the air. But it's got everything beat in the world. You try it. Thanks ever so much, Paul. Let's get your Novel Heirs on out here. Novel Heirs.
Saturday night is my favorite night. Listen, tell you what we mean. Saturday night, we stay home all night. Listen to the music on the record machine. After sipping a soda, we start to scheme. Somebody starts to play the record machine. It's so easy to remain when you listen to the singing of Frankie Lane.
Bye bye, baby, Billy O'Bobby. Hey, shine, shine, shine your D's and O's. Everything gonna turn out right fine, mighty fine. Folks gonna shine up to ya, and everybody's gonna howdy to ya. You'll make that whole world shine.
And then we hear that tenor crew, whenever he can spot, sing it too.
If I didn't care, more than words can say. If I didn't care, would I feel this way?
Ooh. And would I be sure that this is love? Beyond compare, honey child, sweetie pie, coconut custard pie.
Would all this be true if I didn't care for you?
Spin round and round, those records go while we listen to Vaughn Monroe's.
Racing with a moon. Out in the midnight blue, and then all too soon it fades from view.
And then we make with the fun when the slow stuff is done. Music with a jingle, rhymes that are a mess. It's old Red Engel and Bill Harris.
Fire in the mountain, wind's blowing, we're going nowhere. Get it going.
You come to me.
Come on, boy!
You took my heart and set it free. Wonderful schemes, wonderful dreams, get nowhere. Every hour, sweeter and a fair to me. Skin ring a ding a thing and dance while keeping things.
He's the north, south, east, or west, best place my mammy loves the best. The gravy down there don't spin on your vest. And that's what I like about nowhere. We ain't got a lot of things to boot like that there. Vanilla, chocolate, and tutti fruit. But we got groupers, cute for doot.
Who's he?
Nobody. Who cares a hoot? We got no taxes, got no dough, ain't even got mother-in-laws. We got no alarm clocks, radios, snowman's land of ours. No liquid sunshine, legal hogwash, ain't got nothing like that.
Man, you name it, if we ain't got it, we ain't gonna get it.
So ride and cowboy, ride that pony nowhere. You come to me and you get nowhere. Try to bring your love to me. Come Saturday night, it's the same routine, playing with our record machine.
Those were the Novel Heirs. The Cavaliers. Our next talent scout is Major Robinson. Major Robinson, come on in here, my friend. Is that Major a title or is that your given name?
No, that's my given name.
That's your given name, Major Robinson. What do you do?
Oh, well, I'm a writer for Our World magazine and promotion director.
Of Our World magazine?
Yes, a monthly publication.
I see. And tell me, what did you bring us tonight?
Oh, well, we brought you a singer named Evelyn Bradshaw.
Evelyn Bradshaw. Right. Well, tell us a little bit about her.
Well, we discovered her singing in Harlem at the Shalimar Cafe, and she's given concerts at Town Hall and Carnegie Chambers, and she won the RKO Theater Prize in a contest held recently.
Good stuff. She's got a good background. Where's the Shalimar?
It's 150th Street and Broadway. A very fine little spot. You should drop up there.
All right. What's Evelyn going to sing for?
She's going to sing You Are Love.
You Are Love. That's a beautiful melody. Yes, yes, no, I know. Thanks a whole lot, Major. Let's have the Lipton Spotlight with Archie Blyer behind her on Evelyn Bradshaw. Evelyn Bradshaw. Evelyn Bradshaw. Now, before we get to the grand finale, I have a little thing I must do concerning soup. You see, Lipton also makes a very fine soup. Incidentally, I hear that Lipton soup has a new patented feature called no-noise noodles. It came up as a product of Noise Abatement Week, which we just celebrated last week. This ensures your zipping your soup silently. You know? I wonder if the noodles are non-skid. I hope. No more slipping off the spoon to splash on your vest. You know? No more half gainers while they're halfway up to your mouth. When you put that spoon in a plate of Lipton soup, the noodles hop on and they find a nice, comfortable place. And they lie down and wait until you take it in your mouth, see? So try this Lipton's noodle soup with the special noodles. No sound, no skidding, no kidding. The agency who wrote this thing is really going to have a lot of fun over that one. Well, they haven't had a meeting for 3 weeks yet. I got a subject for tomorrow. Let's get the grand finale out here. What are you laughing at, Archie? Did you folks take a good look at Archie Blyer, our conductor over there? Isn't he a swell guy? Looks a doggone handsome tonight. What's with you? Did you go golfing over the weekend or something? Gee, you look wonderful. You certainly didn't get that in the kitchen. Well, anyway, let's get to the finale now. We're going to ask the folks in the studio audience to pick a winner for us. There's an audience reaction indicator right over there for the camera to pick up for the television audience, and here's the one here we're going to watch. And we'll bring them out now in the order in which they appeared. The first was the entertainer Louise Martel.
The tavern was crowded, a few couples were there. They were served by the lass with the rose in her hair.
Thank you. And then there was the vocalist Harry Prime.
You may not be an angel, 'cause angels are so few.
Then the trio, the novel heirs.
You come to me
from out of nowhere. You took my heart and set it free. Who wanna go free?
And then the soprano, Evelyn Bradshaw.
You
No, they both went over 100. I'm going to give it to both of them. That's the novel heirs and Evelyn Bradshaw, all four. Nice going, boy. Nice going. Boy, you're both wonderful folks. Now, we haven't got much time, but you'll all be with us on the Chesterfield Show beginning tomorrow morning, and then we'll start opening some doors for you. It's just the beginning, but good luck and God bless you all.
Thank you very much.
Arthur Godfrey's Salad.
You've tried wonderful Lipton noodle soup. Now enjoy the newest Lipton soup, Lipton vegetable soup. Lipton Vegetable Soup gives you delicious vegetables that taste garden fresh in a lip-smacking tomato stock with nourishing egg noodles and wonderful fresh homemade flavor. And those handy envelopes of Lipton Vegetable Soup mix save you money two ways. They cost less, yet give you more than most canned soups, about 1.5 times as much. Get Lipton Vegetable Soup tomorrow. Tune in again next week to Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scout. Same time, same station. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.